It is 8:35 here at The Point, and Marcia has come on in to join us for our positive points on aging. Happy to have her in from over in Lexington at Oakleaf Village. We really do appreciate Marcia and Karen and the work that they do over there. They're just great people, and we love our partnership with Oakleaf Village. Really, really love our partnership with them. And she brought us breakfast today, so that's even better. She brought us chicken biscuits, and she brought Brian some candy corns, and he threw them at me, so I took the candy corns, and he took the jelly beans. So thank you, Marcia, and good morning.
Good morning, and you know, I haven't seen you since the Alzheimer's walk.
That's correct, yeah.
You did a phenomenal job.
Well, thank you for inviting me and letting me be a part of such a special, really powerful and emotional morning over at Segra Park, and I hope we raised a lot of money for the Alzheimer's Association, and I had a chance to meet so many kind people that have had to go through this with their family members or are going through it with their family members. And then there was just some volunteers there that just wanted to be there because they think it's a special cause. And so it was just nice to be around some really special people, kind folks, and a lot of positive energy, despite being a very debilitating and dignity-robbing disease. Just beautiful people. So thank you for inviting me to MC that event. I appreciate it.
We appreciate your involvement. Yeah. It was a beautiful day. It was a great crowd. I just stood there on the stage and watched them walk by, and I just thought that is just awesome, that kind of representation. So thank you.
Well, you know, it kind of ties into what we're talking about today because the weather was really nice, beautiful fall weather, an opportunity for a lot of people to get out and exercise and enjoy the walk around Segra Park, but also just a kind of a good segue into what we're talking about with the weather being what it is these days. It's an absolutely opportune time to get out and do things.
Absolutely. Now you and I, growing up in Michigan, you know, you have to do what I'm going to talk about. You got to do this around August and September because by October, the snow's coming.
They've already had it so far this year, yeah.
And I was telling someone the other day, I said, I can remember going trick-or-treating with my coat on and gloves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Many times.
But we are blessed here in the low country, whatever, the Midlands and low country area where we have beautiful weather. We'll have it all the way through Christmas probably. And we need to really be proactive in this. This is another issue of being proactive and not waiting until the moment when the stores are going to be crowded and people are going to be buying off the shelves and taking everything. So we're going to talk about some home and health safety tips that are good to do right now in the fall. So the first one, the number one, is we all need to get our flu vaccine. The good thing about the flu vaccine is that it's offered everywhere. You can go to any drugstore. You can go to, if your grocery store has a pharmacist, you can get that there. And they also give you coupons. I got a $10 coupon for getting my flu shot.
That's a good thing. I mean, because you can apply that these days on to other stuff in the store when you're doing your grocery shopping. And that's ten bucks these days will get you, you know, a tube of toothpaste. Goodness gracious. Yeah, well, that's better than nothing, though. I mean, if you're going to get the flu shot anyway, you might as well get it somewhere where they give you an incentive.
And the thing that we need to be careful about this year is that when you look at the flu symptoms of what people, you know, go through with the flu, it's pretty well close to COVID. And so you really need to be aware that either or you need to be aware of that and to have the right things available so that if you start feeling that way, you need to be checking in with your doctor because they might want to see you.
Well, and Brian and I talked about this very early this morning on the show about what's going on with the flu, with COVID, and with RSV for all these little tykes out there, the little children that are dealing with RSV right now. And again, that it seems like when you talk about the children, you could also talk about seniors in terms of vulnerability and things like that. And our seniors are obviously very vulnerable when it comes to flu and when it comes to COVID, when it comes to these respiratory issues, very, very careful with that kind of stuff with our older adults. I was corrected by Karen last week. She said she didn't like me calling them seniors. She said she'd prefer I call them older adults.
Older adults.
Yeah, I thought seniors was, I didn't call them old farts.
You know? I don't mind being called a senior.
Yeah. So
I've graduated from, from those different stages in life.
Yeah.
But
If you get discounts, I don't mind being called a senior. If you get, you know, your AARP discounts, that's pretty good stuff. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I hijacked you there for a moment.
Okay. The thing is that, again, because we've been so focused on COVID for the last 2 years, we really need to be paying attention. We don't hear much about the flu because COVID was the news.
Right.
But the thing is that we do need to be protective toward it. And the same thing is that if you've got some symptoms, stay out of public. Just stay out of the way. Just go home. Go to sleep. Drink a lot of fluids, and protect yourself that way. But also you can get the pneumonia vaccine. And that's very important. As you say, our seniors/elderly are more susceptible.
Sure.
So we need to go ahead and get protected that way. Now it's the time, as I'm talking about getting your coupon for getting your flu shot, this is when you need to organize your cabinet so that you have exactly what you need when you need it. And when I say that, like right now, every week, buy something that you need in your medicine cabinet that could help you if you get the flu. You know, your decongestants, or your get you some vitamin C, get you zinc, get you soft tissues, whatever it takes. But go ahead and start stockpiling that, because when you're sick, you don't want to be in the grocery store standing in line feeling like, you know what, and buying this stuff. So go ahead and get prepared now to do that.
You should Halloween candy, you know, comfort food, you know, other things that'll help you get through the ill wills.
Well, of course, you know, your soup. I'm sure you have all the ingredients for your soup.
Yeah,
and I hope I don't have to ever use it, but if I will, I'll give you a call.
Don't hesitate to reach out. I'll help you out with some Jewish penicillin.
The one thing that people tend to do, and what they'll do is they'll get an antibiotic for some reason, okay? And then they might not take the last four because they feel so good,
right.
You know? Let's don't finish it. Let's save those. So then you start feeling bad again, and then you go, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and knock this out and take my antibiotic that I had from last year.
It doesn't work that way.
And you will get a sermon from your doctor if he finds out you do that. One, because if you're going in for treatment and you need to tell him, hey, I went ahead and took some old antibiotics, because he needs to know that, because that kind of messes up, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. So throw all your old meds away.
And if you get an antibiotic that's supposed to be 10 days, even if you feel better after 6, finish it.
Yes.
You're supposed to finish it all 10 days. Most doctors will tell you that now, but even if you feel better after 6 days of doses, finish the antibiotic taking it, and then throw away the tube or whatever.
Well, what people do is, because sometimes antibiotics can make you sick to your stomach,
they don't want
to deal with that.
Right.
It can also cause problems with females in certain areas that will cause an infection.
Yes.
So that's why people are very leery. Like, if I start feeling good, then that means it's working and I don't need to take it anymore.
Right.
But you really need to finish it. But if you still have some old stuff in your cabinets, you need to go ahead and toss it.
Right. Right, right, right.
Okay. Cold proof your home. What do you think I'm talking about?
Cold proof your home.
Yes.
I don't know.
You got to look at your windows.
Yeah.
You got to look at your doors.
Okay, that
you
stuff,
feel
yeah.
the draft coming
Cold
in.
Cold air coming in, yeah.
And if you're sitting in a draft, guess what's going to happen?
Going to catch one.
You're going to get sick.
Yeah. And plus, you're also wasting a lot of energy at a time when energy costs are
energy
huge.
Energy cost is huge.
Yes.
Do you know what the average temperature should be for a senior/elderly person?
No.
Guess.
71?
Keep going.
Higher?
Mm-hmm.
74.
Keep going.
77.
Keep going.
Really?
78.
78 degrees, huh?
And
wow.
Because they do get colder because their blood gets thinner,
right.
And different medications.
Skin is thinner, all
yes.
that. Yeah, I get that. 78 though. That's...
And now I understand, because, you know, when I go visit someone in their apartment and I get hit with a heat blast because
right.
I need a lot of cold.
Right.
Air.
I'm not a big fan of the heat at all.
But
yeah.
That's why it's a good temperature for them to maintain a 78.
I had no idea that's what's the recommended temperature. All right, we'll do a timeout. We'll get you the Fox Business Report. We'll come back. We've got our good friend Marsha from over at Oakleaf Village. It's our positive points on aging, and we're talking about the seasons right now on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. General Motors' profit rose nearly 37% in the recent quarter. Its production recovered from supply chain problems, and it was able to sell more cars. The number of vehicles GM produced was up 73% from a year ago. GM shares are higher. Coca-Cola shares are rallying after its profit and revenue top forecast. Coke was able to raise prices. General Electric is lowering its forecast for the year after a mixed quarter, though GE remains on track to split itself into three separate businesses. And Canada's Canopy Growth is fast-tracking entry into the U.S. cannabis market. It's creating a U.S. holding company called Canopy USA to be strategically positioned upon cannabis being allowed by the federal government. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute provides educators access to nonfiction 9/11 resources for K-12, first-person curriculum with video, Discovering Heroes book series for kids, and a speakers bureau with access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, and loved ones. A high-tech 83-foot tractor trailer that transforms into an interactive museum with artifacts, and Russell F. Siller Memorial Scholarships for exemplary high school students of program recipients preparing for college. Never forget, donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.
Back with Travis Bedson, the owner of CNT Foundations. Seeing cracks in your foundation walls or have sticking doors and windows? Listen up.
Homeowners, these problems won't just go away. You need professional help, not a professional salesman. At CNT Foundations, we're real, local, general contractors that provide solutions that last a lifetime.
Call 803-805-8044. CNT Foundations, your foundation experts.
South Carolina's working families know that Joe means jobs. A common sense problem solver, Joe Wilson is standing against the destructive Biden agenda that threatens middle class Americans. Joe will work hard in Congress to bring down historically high Biden inflation and fight for American energy independence. Joe Wilson will hold Iran, Russia, and China accountable and maintain peace through a strong national defense. With the southern border wide open and drugs pouring into our communities, Joe Wilson will support funding to finish President Trump's border wall. Joe Wilson will eliminate job-destroying government red tape while promoting small businesses so our economy can bounce back stronger than ever. And Joe Wilson won't let liberal politicians continue their radical spending spree. This is Joe's commitment to you. On November 8th, remember, Joe means jobs. Vote Joe Wilson for Congress.
I'm Joe Wilson, and I approve this message because it's time to get America working again.
Gas prices, grocery prices, inflation has hit us all, and it's caused the Fed to raise interest rates. As a result, after historically low mortgage rates for what seemed like forever, interest rates for a mortgage have jumped in recent months. Fran Halloran here. Let me make something clear to you. Mortgage rates are rising. They may continue to rise as the Fed tries to get a grip on inflation. What hasn't changed is the incredible customer service you'll get from Greg McCoy and Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Greg can't control interest rates. He can, however, control fees. With rates on the rise, now more than ever, you need to know you're getting the very best deal. Greg will make sure of that. He's more than just a mortgage guy. Greg McCoy is your trusted advisor. You might be surprised to learn how much Simplified Mortgage and Greg McCoy can do to help you with your biggest financial investment. Not sure? Have questions? Give Greg a call at Simplified Mortgage, 803-722-6044, or find him online at simplifiedmortgagesc.com. Greg McCoy, NMLS, 119871.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Hi, I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and I've got a great gift idea that requires zero shopping, the gift of college savings. Future Scholar South Carolina's 529 College Savings Plan makes it easy. Grandparents, friends, and family can all contribute to a Future Scholar account and know that they're providing a gift that will last a lifetime. If you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, look no further. Learn more about the smart, easy way to save and give this holiday season at FutureScholar.com.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina. clearing accidents on Kelly Mill Road. That one's close to EJW Road. Have a collision on Shop Road right in front of that Cheapway gas station. Hardscrabble Road slow at Clemson. Also on Sunset, that one's closer to the I-20 interchange. Advanced Vision Clinic in the Village at Sandhills. Want to see clearly without contacts, glasses, or surgery? Corneal correction treatment may be for you. Dr. Gary White has helped thousands of patients with CCT. AdvancedVisionClinic.com. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons on The Point.
To the Bar Fireside Studio. It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Welcome back in on our Positive Points on Aging. This is what we do every Tuesday morning from 8:35 until 9 o'clock. We love having Marsha and Karen from Oakleaf Village in Lexington as our partners on this, and they educate us on so many important things for our older adults, our seniors, our elderly. Call them what you want, but we're just so happy to have you with us here. Marsha, thank you for coming on in this morning. We've been talking about the season and the fact that, hey, this is a great time of the year. We love the leaves changing color. We love the temperatures cooling down. We loved having the fair. We love football season, all of those different things. But it's also a great time where it's not too hot, not too cold, mm-hmm. to do a lot of wonderful things.
Absolutely. I'm really encouraging those adult children that if your aging parent lives in a home by themselves, because usually if they're in an apartment complex or if they're in a retirement community, they're going to have some of these issues like what I'm going to talk about right now, like batteries, smoke alarm batteries. If you're using a wood stove or a fireplace, a space heater, you need to also have a carbon monoxide detector in there.
Good idea.
To check it. And I know in my neighborhood, I'm in an active adult community. The fire department of Chapin come through and you provide the batteries and they provide the ladders and the manpower and they, because we have high ceilings,
right.
We'll get up and change your batteries for us every year.
So very nice.
There might be some other neighborhood fire departments that do
yeah.
that. So you need to check on that. I would call them. I mean, if not, I would just call and say, hey, you know, is there anybody there with a high ladder that could help
right.
you check that?
Right.
So,
that's good. Yeah.
The other thing is that, you know, we talk a lot about falls all the time. Falls can change your life, and so we want to help people protect themselves against that. It's not just like we have to worry about ice. Think about this. When you get cold, you get tense.
Right.
So if you're having to get out of bed in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and you hit that cold air hits you, you might be tense and you might not be taking care of the right body mechanics to get you to the bathroom without taking a fall or falling on, because a lot of people will start wearing socks more, make sure they have the slide protectors on them so
right.
that you're not slipping and sliding when you go to the bathroom at night. So be careful about that. The other thing is that because we're going to soon have time change, right? Is
right.
it next week?
In November the 6th, I think it is.
You know, we really need to pay attention to our vision. If you haven't had a vision test recently, you need to go have that checked out. Because, one, if you're out and about and you think it's 4:30 and you have time to get home before it gets dark, well, it's not going to. It's
right.
going to be getting dark. So you need to go ahead and make sure that your visual is doing well against that. The other thing is that we need to be careful at this time of year because, like you said, you're talking about the fair and you're talking about football and everything else. But we need to make sure that we are properly prepared for anything that can happen. At Oakleaf, we have a get-and-go bag. And that means all the emergency issues like Depends, eye drops, anything, your extra pair of glasses are put in the bag and it's put up in the top of your closet. If we have to evacuate, it's got your name on it, it's get-and-go, and you've got your items that you need.
Right.
So, and you also need to do that in your own home in the event that something were to happen and you had to make an immediate evacuation.
Sure.
The other thing is, of course, that why not go ahead and stockpile your soups and your waters right now? Don't wait until it's going to be a freeze and, you know, people are talking about, you know, the bread and the milk are going to be gone again, or the toilet paper. You know, don't forget that.
We've been down that road a couple years ago, yeah.
Don't forget the toilet paper. But, I mean, go ahead and start stockpiling. Like I said, every week, buy certain things extra. Put it aside and say that way if we do have an ice storm or the weather is really cold and rainy and you can't get out, you're already taken care of. You don't have to worry about things like that.
Sure.
The other one I wanted to talk about, we're going to go on the outside of the house now, is the one that we were talking about. I was really surprised to hear how many dryer hose fires. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't get those checked, you are running a chance of having a house fire.
It is, believe it or not, is one of the leading causes of death inside the person's home is fires that are started because of their dryer vents and getting too much lint and dirt and things like that in them. And you need to get that checked and get that taken care of.
Last year alone, there were 15,000 house fires, and it was solely because of that dryer hose.
Right.
So we really need to pay attention to that. The other thing that's a little scary that we hear about are people that don't have the proper heating elements in their home, and they'll start using their stove or their oven to heat the house.
Right.
That's also a no-no.
It is. It's dangerous, and especially if it's gas-powered, it's even more dangerous. So, yeah, just, again, if you're a son or daughter, you need to be checking on these things. When you go over there, you know, I'd start right at the front of the house, front of the apartment, whatever, and just make your way through. Make sure it's cold-proofed, as you talked about. Make sure you're checking the appliances to make sure everything is right and working properly. And ask questions.
Well, and even thing like, you know, we think, oh, well, we'll just put a space heater in there and that'll warm up the room. Well, number one, space heaters are a fall risk. You can walk right over one. You can burn yourself really bad on them if you're not careful. It can catch curtains on fire. It can cause bedding and furniture to be caught on fire. So we, like you said, pay attention and think about, you know, if your loved one is there by themselves, how much are they protected so that you don't have to worry about them? I mean, there's enough to worry about with our seniors, but let's take some of that worry out of it. Other thing is fireplaces. Of course, you need to call an inspector to have your chimneys and your flues inspected. If you're using a kerosene stove... Who uses a kerosene stove to cook?
I'm not sure anybody's still using kerosene inside. I mean, I know people use it outside when they grill and stuff like that.
In the event they do, you need to crack your windows. And never try, like I said, never try to use your home using a gas stove, a charcoal grill, or other stoves that are not made for home heating. Turn your fans clockwise if you have ceiling fans. Turn them clockwise because that pushes the warm air down, and that's what you want. You want to maintain that 78 degrees.
Right.
To me, that would be like sitting in a sauna the whole time. The other thing is make sure that your hot water tank is crack-free. It says that if you haven't installed one in the last 10 to 15 years, you're probably ready to replace it. Because who wants frozen pipes and, you know, broken water?
And that is something that never happens at the right time. So that's why you want to be proactive instead of having to be reactive to that.
Other thing right now is that the leaves are falling. Our gutters are full. We need to clean out those gutters. Because what happens is if we do have a freeze, that there's weight that the water that freezes on those leaves, that's an additional weight that's in your gutters. And you really need to get that cleaned out.
Yeah, good point.
And... when you go away, if you're going away for a visit and for a vacation, for a cruise, whatever, you need to leave your heat on in your home.
Right.
Don't let it go below 65 degrees.
Yeah.
Because you want to keep your pipes warm and prevent them from freezing because you don't want to come home to a flood in your home.
Nope.
And that way, if you keep the heat on, like even at a lower, you don't have to have it at 78. You can have it down around
68 or whatever. Yeah, I was going to say, if you're leaving town and all that, just make sure it's on enough to keep the edge off and stuff like that.
Yes,
it's all good stuff.
Well, and it's very common sense, but the thing is that we don't think about stuff like this until it's an emergency.
Right. That's why I say be proactive instead of reactive.
And then we start this stuff. Running to the stores and we start, you know, then we have a power shortage and... then, you know.
Yeah. If people want this or any other information when it comes to our seniors, they can find you at Oakleaf How?
803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Perfect. Very nice. Listen, we really appreciate Marsha. We appreciate Oakleaf Village. Thank you for that. Our positive points on aging. For Brian, for Marsha, I'm Kev. Thank you for listening. We'll see you this afternoon. Joe Wilson calling in today at the Afternoon Drive.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. Rishi Sunak became Britain's third Prime Minister of the Year on Tuesday, tasked with taming an economic crisis that's left the country's finances in a precarious state. Former Prime Minister Liz Truss wished all the best for the new Prime Minister.
And I wish Rishi Sunak every success for the good of our country.
President Biden says Britain's new Prime Minister represents a milestone.
And whether it's the United Kingdom,